day did you sleep in on?
Friday.
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
G'day, guys. I mean, this is Friday's podcast, or Friday's catch-up, and it's a good one.
Not a podcast.
We can't call it a podcast, can we?
It's a podcast.
It's a bloody podcast.
It's clearly our boss, Sweet Chili Philly, constantly tells us, guys, it's not a podcast, it's catch-up.
Sorry, is that Donald Trump or was that Sweet Chili Philly?
Guys, it's not a... In China, it's huge. It's not a podcast. Not a podcast in China. In China, it is a catch-up.
Some big things on this potty, though, Jim. The big run.
Huge. It's a huge podcast.
My huge run. I went for a run outside the studio. 100 metres. I'm possibly a world record holder now.
Don't give away too much, but it could be.
Yeah.
The world record's like 9 point something.
And let's just say...
Nate did it.
I have beaten it.
In 8 point something. To be fair, it's Jimmy speaking, and I was timing it.
Yes.
I might not be able to read time.
Or you may have started a bit later. Yeah. You're distracted by my stack at the start.
Yeah. To be fair, you slipped at the start. I don't know if I was timing on that habit. Maybe I did the stopwatch late. I don't know. But what else? Magic we missed. Nath, you summarised some of the stories of the week.
Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it?
I had a crack at it too.
You
weren't a fan.
No, you put
I kind
your
of
hand
reused
up.
Your joke though.
Well, you
Let's
did.
Be fair.
You repackaged my joke. You'll get that when you listen.
You need to listen to Magic to get that joke.
Otherwise, that does not make sense.
Otherwise, no sense.
That's it. I'm done. We're done. We're getting out of here.
It doesn't want to do any more. All right. See you guys.
See ya.
Nath, coming up, when are we going to do it? Probably just after 7:30.
Mm.
You're going to be heading outside the Hit Studios into the Hit car park, running what we think is about 100 metres.
Yeah.
This could change your life.
It is. It's huge.
I sunk a buzzer beater shot from my desk on Friday. And let me tell you, mate, as a successful athlete, everything's different.
How did it feel?
Food tastes different. Food tastes like gold. Tastes like winning. Tastes like success.
People treating you differently?
Yeah, they are. It's hard to
You've done well.
No, it's about me. I'm successful.
I know it is.
It's hard to walk around the office now because of the amount of selfies people want to take with me. Autographs. My hand's sore. You know, I'm lucky I'm not doing the buzzer beater shot today because I couldn't throw a ball. I'm too sore from signing autographs.
You should almost get somebody to sign autographs. Do you want me to walk around and sign autographs for
well,
you?
Well, no, you're not a successful athlete.
yet.
But this is the thing, Nath. We've given you the opportunity, or I've given you the opportunity to go out and run today.
Mm.
I think you can do it. But I think you're dressed, you're ready to go.
Yeah.
I might just take a photo of you, probably coming up in 10 minutes or whatever. We'll just put it on the socials of Jimmy and Nath, of you next to the guy that you're going to be sort of pseudo-taking on, Trey Cordzilla Williams.
Do I have to go next to him because he just looks a lot better than me?
Well, I mean...
I look like him if he went to Macca's every day for a few years.
Yeah, but I mean, you know what? It's beauty's in the eye of the beholder, Nath. Some people may prefer him. Some people will prefer you.
Jimmy Nath on Hobart's Hit 100.9 for your Friday. 23 minutes past six. That's Kendrick Lamar, All the Stars. Thanks for joining us. Time for a warning update.
Got him!
Oh, got him.
I knew you weren't going to do it.
I specifically
told you in the song, when I say warning update, we both go, got him.
Sorry. No, you're right. It's my fault because, so in the studio, there's mics in front of us and you turned away.
Yeah.
But you did. You literally turned the other way. Usually when you do that, you're coughing.
Oh, okay. So you thought I was going to go, got him.
No, I thought you were like having a cough moment because that's what we do. And then you said, got him. Sorry, mate. It was my fault. I thought you were coughing. Do you want to go again?
Jim, time for a warning update.
Got him!
I was coughing that time. Shame Ward.
But you didn't turn to cough. We have systems in place now. This is so we can do good radio.
Shame Ward.
Got him!
Now it sounds like you have a breathing problem.
He's not happy.
Who's not happy?
He's not happy with Qantas because he flew to Canberra for a charity golf match and his clubs didn't make it. Sorry, I need to take a moment. So apparently Shane Warne's clubs never made it on the plane. So he's devastated, and he's had a go at him. He's had a go at Qantas on his Twitter, saying he's very disappointed because he was very much looking forward to playing in this charity match with his golf clubs. Now, he still got to play, and he still did well, but he had to borrow someone else's clubs.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's the thing that strikes me interesting about this is his clubs didn't turn up, and he was angry about them. Well, you're at a golf course with other people.
Well, and you're not a professional golfer.
Yeah, like, what are you known for? playing poker.
I mean, if you're flying into, like, I don't know, the MCG or something.
And your cricket bag didn't turn up.
Yeah. Then get pissed off. But...
but yeah, I don't think, and I'm always interested by celebrities that like tweet out or, you know, put out posts, this isn't good enough. Well, yeah, mistakes do happen. Mm. People are human.
Unless maybe Qantas did it on purpose.
Okay, well, if Qantas did it on purpose, then he can complain. Yeah. That's, he needs to call him up. And go, Qantas, did you do this on purpose? Oh, you got us warning.
No. Got it!
Nath, my girlfriend Courtney, her parents, Craig and Kieran, yes, huge fans of the show. They're having some issues with someone parking outside their house. So this is something a lot of people deal with because you don't own the road outside your house.
No, and it's really hard to tell people off for doing that because it's not illegal.
Yeah. Legally, people can park outside your house, but it's those people that park there constantly and you're like, what are you doing?
We used to get the boat trailers out the front of our house too because we were near a boat ramp.
Yeah.
And so we used to have boat trailers on either side all hours of the day.
Yeah. So the issue that Craig and Kieran are facing at the moment is there's this little white car. It's a little hatchback. It's not a big car.
See, that's annoying. The fact that it's a little car too.
And it parks in like the middle right the front of the house. So Craig and Kieran, they got a big driveway. You can fit three cars on their driveway. So they've decided to not... this is their solution to it, by the way. They've decided to not park their cars on the driveway, to park both of their cars on the road.
And then they'll walk up the driveway, yes, just to stop this person.
So they've got no cars in their driveway. But both their cars are out the front just to stop this person. And if they don't do it, this person, who they don't know, just slides on right in.
I was about to say, does that mean the little white car's now parking on their driveway?
That would be funny.
Out the front?
No, so that's their solution to the problem. But, Nathan, I mentioned this to you yesterday.
Yep.
Because, like I said, it's something everyone faces at one point or another. And I've asked you to come up with some solutions.
Yeah, I've got some for you because I've got your back, mate. And I love Courtney just as much and her parents. I want to help them out.
I wouldn't say you love my girlfriend, but your words.
I love her. Love her as a friend.
Good.
And, yeah. Well. So.
Well, Nathan, I'm getting engaged to your partner. Meg, she said yes.
Here's the first thing that they could do.
Yeah.
Make a fake parking meter out the front.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
But now, I know it's hard. It's probably expensive to set that up. So even just get like a little bucket from Bunnings and a sign saying $4 per hour.
You know how kids go to Bunnings to make your homemade lemonade stand?
Exactly.
Go to Bunnings, make your homemade.
They'll fall for it, mate.
I like that. It was a good one.
Even if you want to specify it to little white cars have to pay $4 per hour.
Take a photo of the car, put it on the bucket and be like, if you are this car, put money in the bucket.
And then they're making money as well, which is a positive. The second one I thought was, it's a little bit harder to do. Spread the rumour around the street that somebody's breaking into cars. Particularly little white cars that are parked on the street.
Go do a letterbox drop.
Like a letterbox drop.
Hey, guys, just a friendly reminder.
Did you hear what happened? Yeah. My car got broken into.
And specifically, they love small white hatchbacks.
And if you want to go the step further with that is maybe, I don't know, smash the windows of some cars around it. Not the white car, but just the neighbor's car.
You don't want to do the car in front of your house. No, smash another window.
Smash another window, just be like, see?
I don't know about smashing the windows, but I do like the letterbox drop.
Okay, so that one possibly worked.
Yeah.
The final one I thought, this is if all else fails.
Yeah.
Craig should come home. This is Courtney's dad should come home. And just before the person who owns the little white car gets back into it, Craig should lie down underneath the front wheel and just be like, you've hit me.
But what if they're not there?
Well, doesn't matter. He just stays there until they come.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up.
Get up with Jimmy and Nate.
Hit 100.9.
6:45 for your Friday.
That's it. That's a good one.
Just a short sharp one. Yeah. I want to go on.
If you've missed the time or day it is, too bad.
Figure it out yourself. Open your phone calendar. It says it on there.
Hey, Nath, coming up at around 7:30, it's the race that stops the Nathan.
It's huge. This music makes me nervous because they used to play this music at my state athletics carnival.
They played it at the carnival?
When I was in year six. No, when you're right before you run the race. Look, I'm look at it, get emotional. They introduce you. They're like... in lane number 6.
And they played this music.
Representing Laguna Street Public School, Nathan Roy.
Oh, you're only in lane 6.
Yeah, lane 6 is like third fastest.
4 and 5 are where it's at, mate.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't expect me coming through.
They don't see me on the outside. I'm in lane 8.
Mate, you're in lane 10, which is not there.
I was in the heats. I didn't make the finals. Hey, Nath, coming up just before 7:30. It is the race that stops the Nathan. You're heading outside our studios to what we believe is about 100 metres. It's the car park outside the Hit Studios. You're going to run it.
Yep.
In preparation for the Commonwealth Games. Hoping to get a late call up.
You never know. There could be a late injury.
So, Nath, the reason we're doing this is there's this guy called Trey Cordzilla-Williams. He'll be running the 100 metres. He is the favourite for Australia to win. Now, I've uploaded a photo on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. You can see a photo of Trey Cordzilla-Williams next to you. Mm. Side-by-side comparison.
Yeah, very hard to tell who's who, might I say.
Well, my caption I've gone with is, tag a Nath, tag a Cordzilla, don't tell them who's who. Because it's hard to tell.
Yeah. Most people probably prefer being Nath. No one wants to be Cordzilla.
Well, yeah, and this is it, because he's really quick, so we thought you should have your own race out here in the car park to see if you're about as quick as him.
Yep.
But the issue I faced when uploading the photo, Nath, was he's very tanned. He's a very tanned boy.
Is there a filter on that?
I'm not sure, but he looks tan. I went through his Instagram.
How can he be tan? He runs too quick for the sun rays to get him.
It's not how the sun works.
Oh, isn't it?
No.
Oh. I've been doing it all wrong. I've been walking really slowly outside my whole life.
So I have had to give you a bit of a more of a bronze filter.
Oh, so you did filters on me?
Yeah, I did filters on you. I didn't do filters on him because he's brown enough.
Can you make him a bit whiter?
You happy with that?
Oh, that's really good.
So that's how you'd look if you got a tan.
Well, which one's me, that?
Don't know.
Jim, last week I started your report card. Basically, you know, I'm a big believer in grades and improvement, and this is the part where I give you a bit of feedback on your week, a few grades in some certain subjects that we covered.
Yeah, and you started that, Nath, because it looks like Australia may be getting rid of the report card.
Yes,
and you love the report card.
I want to. It's important for improvement and helping people grow, Nath, particularly you.
I'm more of a live feedback type of bloke.
Yeah, you are.
I'll just tell you to shut up if I've had enough, but some thought into it.
Yeah, I like to bring it all together at the end in one foul swoop. So the first subject that you're getting a grade on today is your concentration skills. Now, the grade that you received is a D. Now, I don't want you to be disheartened, but this is what the teacher's written. Jimmy is easily distracted by other classmates and at times loses track of the point of the lesson, which impacts his peers. Catchy on Hobart's Hit 100.9, 7:08. Jimmy and A, thanks for joining us. You know what? You still don't know what we're doing.
No,
are you all right today? Are you okay?
Sorry, the boss came in and threw me about something. Sweet Chili Philly. Nath, here's something.
Yeah, buddy.
Here's something that's fun.
Take your time. People got plenty of time. Yeah, D grade.
Well, to be in my defence, because you know that's how
that's not how it works. You can't go up to your teacher and go, miss. In
I
my
would
defense.
Like to question this grade. No, that's the boss's fault for chatting to me. He should get a D.
Oh, don't get me started on his grade. He's got to do the unit again. he's lucky you passed.
He's going to repeat year six.
The second subject is working with others. Now you've
A+.
No,
definitely.
No.
I'm a team player.
You've received a C-.
Oh, what?
Because this is what the teacher's written. Jimmy has demonstrated a clear inability to work with others on several occasions, sometimes not even attempting to learn his peers' and classmates' names. There are a few examples of this.
Now, Nath.
Got my name wrong 2 days in a row now. You called me Nate yesterday, now I'm Nath.
You're the other guy that sits across from me.
It's pretty easy. Four letters. N-A-T-H.
That could be anyone. Could be any radio show.
And I say it at the start of every talk thing we do.
And it says, I can see it everywhere, Jimmy and Nath.
Says it everywhere. You've known me for what, 5 years now?
Maybe it's...
No, that is your grade.
There's no defence. I feel like, what'd you give me?
You got a C-.
I reckon that one's a D. I reckon that one's...
No, you can't. I don't care what you reckon.
I want to grade myself a bit harsher on that one.
This one will make you feel a bit better. Because in languages, you're quite good. Italian, I've given you an A-. Now, Jimmy has demonstrated a unique grasp of the Italian language and is well ahead of his peers, proven by his ability to utilise the language in general conversation.
Now, it's the royal wedding featuring Prince Harry and Miss Meghan Markle is rapidly approaching.
Sorry. Italian Jimmy's just come in, has he?
When you talk about the wedding, you've got to be Italian.
Very good. Well done.
Thank you, mate. I shouldn't tell you. I was actually going for Spanish.
And finally, Jim, you're not going to be happy with this one. Basic linguistics. Unfortunately, I've
so English, yeah, essentially.
Yeah, well, basically.
So I'm great at Italian.
Basic English. You've got a D minus. Jimmy originally received a C grade for this in basic linguistics, but due to his inability to communicate simple words like 100 meters and sprinter, you've been reduced to a D minus.
Nath, 100. Man, I wish I could rewind and go back.
Just writing that one down for later. Now, just before you comment, unfortunately, little improvement was shown or attempted as Jimmy forgot how to work his tongue, resulting in a failing grade. You've now received an F.
Nate, the 100... Oh, my God.
Oh, here we go again.
Oh.
Just writing a big times two next to that one. Not your best, mate.
Again? Could be anyone.
100.9. Yeah, it's the race that stops a Nathan. Could stop you.
Probably will. I could do a hammy and then I'll stop. Actually, no, I won't. I'll push through.
You push through.
I will push through.
Nathan, Australian 100 metre champion. Didn't stumble that time.
Yeah. Oh, good one.
Trey Quadzilla Williams. He's preparing for the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games.
Yeah.
Quadzilla ran 10.10 seconds. It's the quickest time an Australian sprinter in 11 years. He also squats 220 kilos.
Huge quads.
So, Nath, in support of Trey preparing, we thought you should prepare also.
Yeah.
And you're going to go outside the HIIT studios, into the HIIT car park, which we think is about 100 metres.
We hope.
Well, it
looks, it's give or take.
Yeah,
it's, I mean, we haven't trundle-wheeled it.
Yeah, it's there or thereabouts.
Yeah.
It could be 90. It could be 110.
Now, I've had my gear on since this morning. I put on my running equipment.
Yeah.
Or my running attire, rather.
Yeah.
As soon as I woke up this morning at 4:30.
Yeah.
So it's been on there. So I feel like it's a part of me. I'm ready.
You ready to go?
There's nothing else I need. But there is one little issue that we're kind of stumbling on a little bit.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I said I wanted to wear my footy boots.
Yeah.
Running on the concrete.
Yeah.
Because they're yellow.
Yeah.
Faster.
And what did I say?
You said, are you sure? I didn't say no.
No, I said, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
That was my specific words, and you went, no, I really want to run.
And I was persistent. I was like, no, I want to do it, because I'm the runner.
Yeah.
You're the thrower.
I'm a basketball player, mate, not a thrower.
Our boss has come in and said, I don't want you to run in the boots.
You're going to have to run in the boots.
Because I said it.
Because you've said it.
So I'm running in the boots.
Yeah, you've dug yourself this hole, mate. You've got to run on the boots.
But what if I injure myself?
You just got to be very careful when you're running.
It could definitely be the race that stops the Nathan then.
Because I extended it to you, Nathan, and said, give me the time that you want.
Yeah.
You've given yourself 13 seconds.
Mm.
So if you go under, amazing.
Beautiful.
If you go over, you're an idiot.
And I could blame the boots.
Well,
I've got an excuse.
You've got an excuse. But, I mean, you came up with the number, though. You came up with 13 seconds, though.
Yeah.
This was all on you, so you've set this all up.
And also the thing is, I don't have a backup pair of shoes that I can run in.
You've got to run in the boots.
Yeah,
you've committed. I know the boss sweet chili Philly said no boots, but Nath, you've just got to be very careful.
Yeah.
I think it's going to slow you down, personally, because you're running on concrete and football boots.
Is there any, you know how sometimes on concrete there's like little bits of grass shoots that come up?
Yeah.
Maybe I can just aim for those. Let it run.
Aim for the weeds and the cracks. No, you've got to go the boots.
All right.
But you've got to be very careful.
Okay.
So like a...
I'm nervous now. I've got clammy hands.
Like a gazelle on ice. Nate's going to be in football boots on concrete.
Okay, I will wear the football boots then. That's happening.
All right, so what we're doing, we're going to do it next, Nate.
Yeah.
We're going to play, what are we playing? Young, Dumb and Broke Khalid.
Yeah.
We're going to go to a song. You and me are going to leave the studios. We're going to go downstairs. When we come back, we're going to be outside. We'll have a quick chat. Just see how you're feeling, mate. We'll settle the nerves. And then you're going to run. All this is happening on the HIIT Facebook page. So make sure you head there to see Nate.
Don't say fall over.
Fall over. Fail.
Good kids.
On HIIT 100.9. It's my first time doing that. How'd I go?
You sounded all right. I think you're fine.
Look, we are outside the HIIT studios right now. We're in the HIIT car park because, Nath, this is the race that stops the Nathan.
Yeah, I'm generally really nervous.
You just take a moment, mate, and I'll paint the picture for everyone. This is happening live on the HIIT Facebook page, so you can head to HIIT 100.9 Facebook page to see Nath attempt to run 100 metres in the HIIT car park. The reason we're doing this is Australian 100 metre champion Trey Quadzilla-Williams, he's preparing for the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games. He recently ran 10.10 seconds. It's the fastest time in 11 years. Mm. And, Nath, we want to show some support, so you're going to try and run this car park, which we think's about 100 metres.
I'm just looking at the gradient of the car park right now, and I didn't realise that there's actually an uphill gradient.
Yeah, now, Trey, when he did this time, was he running uphill or was he running flat? Because
he was running on the famous uphill 100-metre track.
Because there is a very clear disadvantage.
Well, I just want to point out, Nath, that I extended you this opportunity, and you drive here every morning, because
yes.
I don't own a car. Nath drives here every morning. So you know this. You know this quite well. And I said, pick a time. You could have picked 30 seconds,
yeah,
mate.
I know it for my car. I know my little Ford Fiesta will get in here.
When we drive to the car park, how do we get back?
Yeah, we walk.
So you should know.
You sprinted.
Don't say. You're making excuses already.
Yeah, I know, because I know I'm not going to get it.
So, Nath, you've given yourself 13 seconds.
Yep.
Right, and I said you could take anything. Now, that's the first thing to remember. The second thing is, I said Nath could pick his uniform. He could wear whatever he wants. And, Nath, you've gone with football boots.
Yeah.
Now, I made a real push for you to not have them. I said, you're running on concrete. You shouldn't have football boots. It's going to slow you down. Our boss, Sweet Chili Philly, said, no, you can't run in them. You're going to fall over.
Look, I love that you guys are concerned for me, and I really do appreciate it, but I'm the sprinter. You're the thrower. You're the basketball guy. Sweet Chili Philly, he's just the radio boss. I don't think he's ever run more than 10 metres in his life. I mean, aside from when we're off air, always say something bad.
You're going to use black leather shoes. He's got no idea, right?
I mean, I don't know where those shoes are from Sweet Chili Philly, but...
What are those?
But the football boots, to me, they're yellow, they look fast, and I'm hoping that they don't impede me too much.
Look, you know, if things go terribly wrong and you don't crack 13 seconds, the time you've given yourself, we can always come back next week and have a go.
Okay, we'll come back and do it.
Maybe with our football boots.
We'll see what happens.
So you want to head down, Nath.
All right, I'm going to get rid of this mic, though.
Yeah. So I'll just paint the picture for everyone while you're getting down to the other end. So Nath's just warming up right now. He's doing some high kicks. He's already got a stitch. Now, just remember, this is happening on the HIT Facebook page. So you can either HIT 100.9. You can see the live stream of this. Nath is going to be attempting to run 100 metres in the HIT car park. It's there or thereabouts. The big fella is about 50 metres now at the moment. It could be the Jimmy Show. Again, I don't know if you've ever run in football boots on concrete. It's not a good idea. It's a terrible idea. And I made that very apparent to him early on. But no, he wants to push ahead with it. So now he's proceeded to the end of the car park. You good, mate? You what? Okay, I'm going to yell loud. Now what we're going to do is he's going to have to run to the gates here of the hit car park. So I'm going to be timing this on my watch. The time he has to beat is 13 seconds. Now I'm going to give him a 1, 2, 3, go. Okay. All right, he looks ready. He's 100 metres away, so he's got no idea what I'm saying. Hey, Nath, wave if you weigh 120 kilos. Yep, he's giving me the wave. 3, 2, 1, go! Oh, he slipped at the start. The football boots were a bad idea. He's at 3 seconds. He's at 4 seconds. He's nearly here. 5, 6, 7, 8 seconds, mate. You did it. 8 seconds. He's did it. This is great. This is the race that stops Nathan. Hey, 13 seconds was too much. Here, I'll get you a mic. How are you feeling?
I don't know why I took my time off. No one's seen that. Woo! 12 minutes to 8. Happy Friday.
Nath, you just completed the race that stops the Nathan.
Oh, man. I don't know what was harder, the walk back up the stairs or the run.
So what we did was we went down to the car park. We ran it, which we thought was 100 metres.
We ran it.
I was there with you.
You were standing there.
Okay, you ran the HIT car park, Nath. We thought it was 100 metres. Now, you gave yourself the time to beat of 13 seconds,
13
right?
seconds, yeah.
First of all, how do you think you went? How do you feel? Talk me through.
Well, I mean, my start was a little bit rocky because I was thrown by the gradient of the course.
There was a little bit of a hill.
There was an uphill, an uphill thing, which I hadn't prepared for in my preparation. I'd just done flat running, even a lot of downhill running. But
you sound like you haven't done any running.
I hadn't done any uphill running. So that was a hazard, and that was in my head from the start. Second thing was my start. When you had 3, 2, 1, you obviously said go. I had a stumble straight away. Now, it's very hard as a professional sprinter when you don't nail a start.
Yeah,
Usain Bolt, if he doesn't nail the start, it's very hard for him to win the race.
He's actually known for doing bad starts. That's his thing.
Okay, Usain Bolt, poor example. Tyson Gay.
Known for great starts. Nath, kill the music. I'm a little bit upset, though. First of all, two things. The first thing was you picked 11 seconds.
Yes.
13 seconds. You picked 13 seconds as time to beat. You did it in 8.16.
Oh, wow. Hello, Commonwealth Games. They're calling.
So this is my first thing is you cheated.
You've given
How did I cheat?
Well, you should have given yourself like 9 seconds as a time to
beat. Look, I didn't know my own ability.
I feel like you did it too easily.
I didn't do it too easily, mate. I worked hard. Okay?
Okay, that's all right. That's my okay. You worked hard. All right. My second issue is that the world record for 100 meters is 9.58 seconds. Mm-hmm. Right.
And what time did I do it in?
8.16.
Yep. Well, I mean, that speaks for itself. I'm world record setter, aren't I?
No, well, clearly the car park isn't 100 metres.
Listen, just because I've outdone your basketball buzzer beater shot and I'm now an actual world record holder, I mean...
That sort of thing.
It is a thing.
And
a world... Who would have thought? A world record holder and a radio presenter.
What I think we need to do, not today's show, we'll do it next week, is go measure it officially.
Mm.
Right, so because then you can claim to be a world record holder if it is 100 metres.
Okay, but
because you also did it in footy boots. So if you can run in football boots on concrete in 100 metres in 8.16, you might be the world's greatest athlete.
I don't know why you're saying words like might be.
Because by the looks of you, you're not the world's greatest athlete.
Jimmy Nath on Hobart's Hit 100.9 at 12 minutes past 8. And Jim, this is super exciting. Please welcome to the show for the first time, leader of the Liberal Party and Premier of this fine state, Mr. Will Hodgman.
Thank you. Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you, Will?
Very well. Thanks. Great to be here.
And it's good to have you. I mean, you're very busy. You're just speaking to us off air about how busy it all is.
Yeah, election campaigns are the business end of the season for people in my line of work. So we're on the last day. So I reckon most people will be happy to see the back of this election campaign. But one more day to go, so I'm going to cover as much of the state as I can.
How many coffees do you think you've had in the last few days?
I've had four in the last hour. Not quite. I think local baristas and coffee shops do well out of Polly's this time of the year.
Sure.
Well, thanks for being on. And the reason we want to get you on and is just to get to know you a little bit. I think that's the most important thing to our listeners because, yeah. I mean, you can look at the pair of us, me and Nath. We don't know much. You know, we're not that.
Oh, go easy. You were just talking about football before.
Yeah, that's it. I got sport cover. I got nothing else. A funny story, and I need to apologise. Well, the first time I met you, you came in here. I had no idea who you were because I have my headphones on. I'm listening to music. You're up behind me, and I turn around, and everyone's chatting to you. And I go, "You're a good looking bloke." I was like, "I was a good looking bloke in a suit." I assumed you just worked in TV. I was like, "What a great looking news reporter! I'm going to tune into his TV show."
And mind you, Jimmy was also wearing singlet of footy shorts and thongs as well.
Yeah.
Look, you won't have to have lived here long before you feel like you know everyone. That's the beauty of being in Tasmania. We're a very close community, so...
Well, that's a good part. Everyone is recognising us now, and it is... We've only been here now since the start of Jan, and it feels like home. It really does. Yeah. We just mentioned that to you. So tell us a bit about yourself, Will. What is it people need to know, just to know you personally?
Look, I'm a local boy. I've spent most of my life here. I've been in politics for a while, so I'm committed, and people know I'm in this for the long haul. I'm passionate about our state.
Mm-hmm.
I play in a rock band called the Violent Femmes. You may have heard of them.
Yeah, we've heard of them.
When I get the chance.
You're a lead singer, lead guitarist, drummer. Yeah, you do everything, don't you?
A bit of backup vocals.
It's the dancing's a backup dancing too. Great.
And, love my family. Like to get out and about and enjoy Tassie. And, yeah, very, very much proud, passionate Tasmanian.
Speaking of getting out and about, I've seen a few ads on the telly of you, I think, walking along the beach with your family.
Yes, yeah, we've got a beautiful old Labrador retriever that needs a walk, and it's a nice thing to do. We don't get as much time as we'd like as a family, so if we can get out and walk the dog, it's a lovely thing to do.
Do you ever go for a swim in the beach? I know sometimes it can be a little bit cold.
Yeah, I'm not one of these types who swims all year round, but yeah, there's nothing better than getting into one of the water off one of Tassie's great beaches. And
you mentioned you play music, you're a big muso. What do your kids think about that? Are they like,
love it? Yeah, they love it. They're mad too. We used to have jam sessions on Sunday nights. You know, my son's a good guitarist.
How old are your kids?
My eldest is 16 now, 16. So he's well and truly getting on, but is a great musician. And, so we're not.
You worried he's going to be better than you?
Is that already is? Okay. He's already taller than me. He's better at music. He's a good footballer too. So
do you guys have sing-alongs in the car? You know, when I know Avril Lavigne or something comes on, do you guys belt it out?
Yeah,
or?
My daughter Lily, she was mad keen Taylor Swift fan. So we do a bit of that as well. But no, I love music. Always have. The kids are growing up listening to all my stuff, so they're stuck in a time warp listening to Bruce Springsteen and
Fine, mate. There's nothing wrong with
Stone
Bruce.
Roses and the Violent Femmes. But I try and keep up with what those those guys are listening to just to keep me young.
Yeah, well, that's why we got you here, mate.
Exactly. Hojo, a little bit earlier, we were talking about the famous democracy sausage, the sausage sizzle that people can grab at the polling booths. Are you a sausage sizzle man? Will you be voting in a place where there's a sausage on offer?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. I should find out where the best ones are.
Well, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to find out where the sausages are. And speaking of sausages, a little debate me and Nath are having, and we thought we could extend it to tomato sauce. Mm. So Nath is a big in-the-fridge guy, and we live together, and I'm a big in-the-cupboard guy. Where does it go?
Fridge all the way.
Ah, my man!
I'm one of these people who thinks it goes off and turns poisonous if it's not the fridge.
Yeah, thank you. My issue, though, let me just try and defend my stance, is that when it's cold on things, you know, like you put it on a hot steak or a hot sausage, it's sort of like two different temperatures. It doesn't feel nice in your mouth.
Well, a couple of things there. Never put sauce, tomato sauce on steak.
On a steak.
Always.
Okay, now we're disagreeing.
Always put it on a sausage or a meat pie. Yeah. And the colder the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Will's got it in the freezer.
No, not quite,
Well, Joe, another reason we got you on here is because every Australian, we think it's very important for every Australian to have a nickname. And we play a little game called A Nickname, A Nickname.
A nickname, a nickname. We can give one to you, say.
Well, I'd love you to give me a nickname.
Now,
Nath, I just want to stop you because you've already called him Hodjo.
Hodjo's the easy one.
Very original.
Yeah. Do you have a nickname, Will?
Yeah, Hodge.
Yeah, easy ones like that. We like to to get more creative. Yeah,
people call me a lot of other names.
Yeah.
Not broadcast.
You know what? We get called that as well. So sometimes.
That's fine. Yeah. So what we want to do is we'll ask a couple of questions, and we've both come up with nicknames for you as well. Now, we'll give you a drum roll and you can pick which nickname you want to go with. I mean, you can either pick mine or Jimmy's, or you can pick neither. So you can
if you're happy with Hodjo and what you got, if you want to stick with that. But we just want to throw some other options at you. Because we do it on the show. People call up and say, I don't have a nickname. And like Nate said, it's just un-Australian to not have a nickname.
Yeah. And Hodjo,
good community service.
Yeah, we're helping the people.
We should be in politics.
No, definitely shouldn't.
No.
Minister for nicknames.
All right.
Nate, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. But just before I give you the nickname I've thought of, are you a tennis fan at all? You are a tennis fan? Perfect. This is going to work perfectly. Because, Joe, you're a successful man, obviously. I'm assuming you've won plenty of things. You're great in front of the camera. You've got a nice charm too. You've got kids and you like your tennis. So your nickname is going to be Hodger Federer.
It's a mouthful.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
It doesn't. Hey, look, there's Hodger. Oh, I'm ready.
It's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress.
All the tennis fans right there are like, yes, Hodger Federer.
I went
something else.
Yeah, I got something else. I went a lot simpler. I went famous saying, where there's a will, there's a way. And you look like the type of bloke that gets stuff done. And I like that about you, Will. So I went, where there's a will, there's a way. Nath, give me the drum roll. I'm going with Willie Way. We're none for two.
So much for the ministers for nicknames.
Yeah, I often get the Willy thing in various versions thrown at me by people. But, yeah, no, I'm not.
You're pass on both?
Not going on that one either.
Hodjo it is.
We'll stick to being radio hosts. We can't be in politics and we can't give nicknames. Look, Will, before we let you go, tomorrow's a big day. What do you want everyone to know, especially our listeners, before you leave today?
Well, I think Tassie's in a great place. The state's going in the right direction. I think there's a lot more to do, and our plan is to take Tassie to the next level. I think we've come a long way in 4 years, and my question to Tasmanians is, why would you want to change now?
Mm. Well, we wish you the best of luck for tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
I guess we'll chat to you soon.
See you, Willie Waite.
Hodger Federer.
Hobart's Hit 100.9. Follow Jimmy and Nath on Insta, Twitter or Facebook.
Jimmy and Nath. Magic. That was magic. You found it.
They didn't make it.
Yeah, Jim, not all the stories we wish to bring to the Jimmy and Nath show bring. Jeez, let me start that again. That's not magic. Not all the stories we want to bring to the Jimmy and Nath show make the Jimmy and Nath show. So we try and summarise those we missed in a little bit of magic for everybody.
Yeah, Nath, an Elvis Presley impersonator has created waves by running for Congress in the city of Arkansas.
Yeah, it's actually quite controversial because the guy used to be in prison and he broke out using a stone to create a hole in the cell. Now, the stone is still there and it's called the Jailhouse Rock. this guy said he will even change his name if he wins to Elvis Congressly. Do you like that one?
Will Hodgman nickname.
He said if he wins, he'll be exhausted from all his campaigning and he'll definitely need a blue suede snooze.
Yeah, nice.
Do you like that one?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've got to be an Elvis fan to really get those, though, don't you?
Oh, thank you very much.
A postal worker in Florida has refused to deliver parcels to nudist homes.
Yeah, this postie's steering clear of their packages. You know the saying in Florida, Jim, sun's out, bum's out. There are other posties who said that they will do this job, though. When asked, they said, yeah, nude a problem.
Can I have a go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Nathan, he wanted to stop delivering to the nudist homes because he was sick of seeing packages.
Yeah, but I've done the packages here.
Oh, God. I just wanted to have a go. Finally, a man has been arrested for stealing meatballs from a restaurant. He was caught because he was found with meatballs and sauce all over his face.
Now, Jim, not many people know this, but although the guy is now in lockup, he actually released a song detailing his experience. And you and I, we have an exclusive first play right now.
There's meatball on me, 'cause I find it hard to chew. There's sauce right all around the edges. I didn't know the cops were doing face inspections. There's meatball on me. I hope they didn't want to sue. Even right now, whilst I am singing, there's meatball in my mouth when I am winning. 'Cause there's meatball on me.
Is this still going?
Shh. I won't just have one.
No,
I'll have two. Whoa, whoa.
It's heartfelt.
Do we really need the extra whoa whoas and stuff?
Don't tell me how to write the magic song.
And one question.
Yeah.
When you had the, when you sung the bit with like your, something in your mouth, what did you have in your mouth?
It was an actual meat boy. Let's welcome to the show right now the Leader of the Opposition and the Labor Party in Tasmania, Rebecca White.
Good morning.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm really well, and thanks for having me on your show, and welcome to Tassie, boys.
Oh,
great
thank
to have you.
Very much.
Thank you. Yeah, no, we've been here since the start of January, so we feel like it's home. It's been crazy, Rebecca, how quickly we feel like this is our new home.
Well, it's a good place to be. I love it. I'm a very proud Tasmanian, so the more people that want to come here and pick up work like you've done, the better, I reckon. It's great.
Well, I mean, I don't want people to take our jobs, but...
Radio presenters, stay away, yeah. Please.
Hey, Rebecca, thank you. First of all, thank you for being on the show. Our first question is, we'd just love to get to know you a bit. Being new to the area and on behalf of our listeners, what do people need to know about you?
Well, I'm a sixth-generation Tasmanian. I grew up on a farm, so I've got a country background. I live out east of Lyons. I'm 15 months old. He's a chef called Rodney.
We lost a little bit of that.
Oh,
no. Driving to Devonport at the moment. This is the perils of the election campaign, driving up and down the road.
We've heard you now. So.
Now we can hear you.
We missed your whole backstory, but then we got you driving to Devonport.
Hey, Rebecca, I was going to ask, obviously the election's tomorrow. Do you have any good luck rituals that you kind of go through? Because I remember playing sport. I used to have to listen to Katy Perry's song last Friday night before I ran onto the field. Do you have any...
That's a true story, Rebecca.
That's a true story. Last Friday night.
Do you don't need to sing it, Nate.
Sorry, just for the people who didn't know. Do you have any good luck rituals that you'll do?
I don't have anything like that. I'm not a very superstitious person, so I don't have those sort of rituals. Sorry.
Oh, we should have played some Katy Perry.
Rebecca, you can listen to Katy Perry if you like. So talk us through. What's your day going to consist of today leading up till tomorrow?
I've already done some television this morning, so I did a live cross at 7 o'clock down the Hobart waterfront with ABC and a few other radio interviews heading to Devonport. We've got Bill Shorten coming down, the leader of the Labor Party nationally, and we're speaking with some people in Devonport about health, because health is the number one issue this campaign. We want to be making it very clear to people that the best way to fix the health crisis is to vote Labor this election, because we've got a plan to make sure people can get the health care they need when they need it.
Rebecca, you're talking about important issues. There's something that we've been discussing on the Jimmy and Nath show that we'd love to get your thoughts on. Now, we did ask Will Hodgman about this and he's given an answer. I don't want to say what he answered yet, but Nath and me, we have a big debate about tomato sauce.
Because we do live together, so this is a serious issue.
And Nath is a huge in-the-fridge person. He believes it should be in the fridge, it should be cold. I believe it should be in the cupboard, it should be warm. What do you think?
It's got to be in the cupboard.
Yeah!
Yes!
What? Why in the you've just made Jimmy's day, Rebecca. Why in the cupboard? Why do you think it belongs in the cupboard?
It just always has. So for me, that's just where it goes.
But don't you think it'll get all manky and stuff
in the
cupboard?
It's not going to get manky in the cupboard.
It might.
No, of course it doesn't. It's fine.
It's always been, and Rebecca, my big thing is you want warm tomato sauce because you're putting it on like a warm sausage. You know, sausage sizzles tomorrow with the election. You don't want to have cold sauce on a hot sausage, do you?
Well, there's good logic there. I think that's a really good point as well.
I disagree. Rebecca, I'm going to come to your house and put it where it belongs, in the fridge.
Well, I will let you know, Rebecca, Will said in the fridge. So you're both, you've split on that debate as well. We're asking the important questions here, Jimmy Nath. Look, Rebecca, we'd love to give the floor to you. What do you think is the number one thing everyone does need to know, especially our listeners, leading into the election tomorrow?
Well, I think the number one issue is who you can trust to provide good government, because at the end of the day, you elect people to represent you and your community to make decisions on your behalf. So I know that our candidates across the whole state have been working really hard in their community on behalf of the Labor Party because they care about making sure people can get good quality public education, good access to healthcare, making sure that we invest in those things that will drive job creation. So providing more scholarships to TAFE, investing in renewable energy, investing in our primary agriculture sector, because we want people to be able to stay here in Tasmania, have good quality of life, access those essential services that they depend upon every day, and raise their families here and have hope for the future.
And have warm tomato sauce in the cupboard. Rebecca, thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it. We know you're busy this morning. I will be over to your house as soon as you invite me, and I'll bring the sauce.
No, I don't know about that. We might have to continue this discussion, I reckon.
Yeah, I'll be there too, and I'll put it in the fridge where it belongs. Thank you very much, Rebecca White. Enjoy your day, and best of luck for tomorrow.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. There you
Huge.
Have it.
Tomato sauce.
We still haven't settled the debate, though. We're on either side
of
the
fence. You'll never be able to settle it. It's splitting Tasmania down the middle.
Belongs in the fridge.
Nathan, we just had Will Hodgman, Rebecca White.
Yes.
The heads of both parties, Labor and Liberal, on the show, and we've asked them the hard-hitting questions mm-hmm. of where does the tomato sauce lie?
This is like Meet the Press. This is Four Corners.
We may lose our job on hit.
We may
end up on SBS.
Hello, Laurie Oates. Is that you?
Laurie Oates?
What did I say?
You said Oates.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
Oates.
Hungry.
Nate, this is the thing, Nath. We live together. Mm. We share a house. You are pro sauce in the fridge. I'm pro sauce in the cupboard. Mm. Our sauce is in the fridge. And I just wanted to tell you, it's not because of you. I haven't admitted defeat to you.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's right. Yeah, it's always in the fridge.
It's always in the fridge. And do you see me ever using the tomato sauce?
No, you don't.
Because it's in the fridge. Now, I just wanted to say, mate, I'm still very pro sauce in the cupboard.
Mm.
But the reason the sauce is in the fridge is my girlfriend, Courtney.
Oh, she's a fridge girl.
She's a fridge girl.
Yeah.
And you know, she's not my wife. I mean, fingers crossed, hopefully one day she will be. But, you know, the saying is happy wife, happy life.
Mm-hmm.
So
I say that to her all the time.
Get up with Jimmy and Nate on Hobart's Hit 100.9. Follow them on socials right now.